咁跟住落嚟咧就就係、是、由我哋路政處啊韋志成處長就同佢嘅團隊，包括路政處嘅一位副處長鍾錦華先生，佢哋一位總工程師陳先生，同埋佢哋嘅顧問公司 Monson 嘅馬先生，同埋程先生咧，會就 Central 灣仔 Bypass 嗰個 Temporary Reclamation 嘅臨時填海嗰部分，就我仲有海事處嘅同事啊，海事處嘅代表，就呢、這個中環灣仔呢個臨時填海嘅有關嘅安排，同大家做個 PowerPoint presentation。有請阿韋處長。
係，多謝主席。就我首先想請顧問公司嘅阿馬先生做一個簡單嘅介紹。這個介紹咧會分兩個部分。第一個部分咧就係、是、想介紹中環灣仔繞道喺防環避風塘施工期間。因為我哋嘅工作關係，受影響船戶嘅重置安排。咁就第二個部分咧，就係、是、中環灣仔繞道咧嗰、那個隧道方案同埋天橋方案，我哋做咗一啲補充嘅比較工作。咁我哋想將啲補充資料咧都向委員交代一下。馬生，
多謝委員。
今次嘅簡報目的咧就係、是、向各位員介紹一下，就在銅鑼灣避風塘進行工程的期間受影響船隻的臨時重置安排。第二就是說主幹道的可行方案的比較的覆檢的結果。同時我們希望徵求各位員的寶貴意見。議題一，現在就讓我就跟大家簡介一下，就是受工程影響的船隻的臨時重置安排。首先我們介紹一下銅鑼避風塘現時的狀況。根據2008年4月我們進行的調查，銅鑼灣避風塘主要分為三個區域。一個位於東南面的避風塘，這個就叫做定泊區，主要是停泊本地的艇戶和一些作業船隻，面積就大約 2.6 公頃，本地船隻大約有200艘，即是不論大小船隻和種類。而至於就位於北堤附近的私人系泊區，主要就停泊了一些私人的遊艇，面積就大約有 4.4 公頃，私人遊艇的數目就大約有150艘。另外位於左邊這個就是香港遊艇會的系泊區，主要停泊的遊艇就面積這個地方就大約有3公頃，主要就是香港遊艇會的遊艇，數目就大約150艘。由於工程就需要在銅鑼灣避風塘裡頭進行，所有部分的停泊位置就會受到工程船隻的影響，就受到工程的影響，需要有些船隻需要進行一些臨時的重置安排。在制定各類的臨時重置方案之前，其實我們考慮了不同的因素，包括了第一就是保海港條例的限制，第二就是對我們希望是減少了對社會影響的，第三我們希望就是尤其是對銅鑼灣避風塘的使用者那個影響是減到最少的。第四我們希望就是我們可以盡早解決現時那個嚴重交通擠塞的情況的。以及最後第五就是說對工程那個計劃和執行時間表的影響希望可以減到最少的。經過我們研究之後，我們最後得出叫三大類共六個的重置方案。第一類就是需要臨時填海的臨時重置方案，即是我們的方案一和方案二。由於這個臨時的防波堤會涉及到就是保護海港條例，要落實這個方案的時候，我們需要證明所有不需要進行任何填海方案是不可行，我們才可以進行的。而第二類就是零臨時的臨時重置方案，我們就會將工程受工程影響的船隻就作他的重置安排，這個我們就叫做方案三。而第三類呢都是一些零臨時填海的臨時重置方案，今次我們就不考慮到船隻是有沒有受到工程的影響，而將個別的系泊區或定泊區裡的船隻就作他的重置安排，而將騰出來的空間就將受影響的船隻就作本區的重置，這些我們叫做方案四至方案六。現在讓我就再介紹一下這六個方案。第一個方案我是利用一個臨時避風塘在附近作為重置的安排。 咁呢個方案咧，其實我哋就喺2007年7月27日嘅時候咧，罕憲喺罕憲嘅計劃裏頭咧，就利用咗呢個臨時嘅避風塘嘅安排嘅。咁就將受影響嘅船隻咧，即、就、係、是、黃色範圍裏頭船隻咧，就會遷到呢個臨時嘅避風塘作為重置安排。咁呢個方案咧，因為會牽涉到有臨時嘅防波堤嘅需要，咁呢啲都係一啲填海工程，亦都涉及到咧保護海港條例。咁所以有零填海方法證明可行嘅時候咧，我哋唔可以實施呢個方案一嘅。咁呢個咧就係方案二啦。咁呢個方案係點咧？我係利用前公眾灣仔卸貨區裏頭嘅地方咧，分階段咁樣將受影響嘅船隻、受工程影響到船隻咧，即係黃色裏頭嘅，就搬到去呢個地方。咁呢一個方案咧，亦都需要有臨時嘅防波堤啦。咁所以亦都涉及到填海工程，亦都會涉及到保護海港條例嘅。咁所以相類似啦。若果我哋有零填海方案係證明可行嘅時候咧，我哋都唔可以實施方案二嘅。咁方案三呢、這個方案咧，就係利用其他避風塘同埋庇護區裏頭嘅空置地方咧，就安置受工程影響船隻，即係黃色區域裏頭船隻咧，作他區嘅重置安排。咁方案四咧，呢、這個方案咧，就係利用其他嘅避風塘嘅位置去安置咗咧，就係、是、先安置咗我哋一個區域，就係、是、定泊區裏頭船隻，即係黃色而家見到咧，就作他區重置。咁而五咧，亦都同四相類似嘅，咁就係將黃色裏頭啦，呢、這個就係香港遊艇會係泊區裏頭嘅船隻咧，先作他區嘅重置安排嘅。咁而方案六啦，呢、這個方案六咧就係、是、利用咧其他避風塘有個位咧，將私人係泊區，即、就、係、是、大家見到黃色呢個裏頭呢、這個範圍裏頭船隻咧，作他區嘅臨時重置嘅。咁其實我哋已經咧喺早前嘅時候咧，就郵寄邀請咗咧，就係到船主佢嘅登記地址啦，同埋親自咧派到咧個邀請信咧，去到避風塘裏有船隻咧，去邀請佢哋參加我哋第一階段嘅小組討論嘅。咁我哋一共舉行咗咧七次嘅焦點小組討論會。咁呢次七次嘅討論會咧，分別聽取咗咧停泊區、私人係泊區同埋香港遊艇會係泊區裏頭嘅使用人士嘅意見。咁亦都因為咧有部分人士未能夠出席咧上述七次個嘅討論會咧，所以我哋特別咧係以問卷嘅形式向所有避風塘嘅使用者收集更多意見，咁同埋將有關佢哋現時向避風塘有運作咧嘅情況更加清楚嘅。咁之後咧，我哋都響10月18日嘅下晝咧舉行咗一次咧第二階段嘅公眾參與同埋討論會，進一步咧諮詢所有銅鑼灣避風塘裏頭使用者嘅意見嘅。咁當我哋考慮到嗰個建議當中嘅臨時重置方案咧，其實喺呢個時候咧，我哋其實已經考慮咗公眾嗰個意見，亦都根據咧香港理工大學公共政策研究所嘅分析咧，我哋建議一個更加完善嘅臨時嘅重置方案嘅。咁由於唔需要進行任何填海方案，即係我哋叫做方案三同埋方案六咧，喺技術上面係證明咧可行嘅方案嚟嘅。咁所以根據保護海港條例精神咧，若佢零填海嘅方案咧係可行嘅時候咧，我哋就唔能夠落實嗰啲有需要填海嘅方案，即係方案一同埋方案二。咁另一方面咧，當我哋落實方案三至方案六咧，其實對不同嘅社會人士咧會有不同嘅影響嘅。咁因此咧，我哋建議落實呢啲方案嘅時候咧，需要考慮唔同人士嘅需要啦，同埋困難。咁平衡咧，以下兩個重點為前提咧，希望可以達至一個雙贏嘅局面嘅。咁第一咧就係話，我哋希望盡早落實中環灣仔繞道啦，同埋及早咧就係舒緩現時嗰個嚴重嘅交通擠塞情況啦。咁同埋咧建造期間咧，就將希望可以咧將對銅鑼灣避風塘使用者嘅影響咧係減到最少嘅。咁根據香港理工大學公共政策研究所咧，佢就喺第一階段嘅公眾閱讀咧嘅意見，佢哋分析，大部分嘅與會人士咧，佢哋都係贊成同埋支持中環灣仔繞道嘅工程嘅。咁第二咧就係、是、大部分與會嘅人士咧都唔支持咧他區嘅重置，呢、這個我哋係可以理解嘅。咁但係鑑於工程建造隧道嘅時候咧，需要預留一定嘅工作空間咧，咁所以咧他區重置係一個唔可以避免嘅一個情況嘅。咁另外咧，我哋建議咧，就重置方案嘅時候咧，需要咧就需要以避風塘使用人士帶嚟最少嘅生計上嘅困難啦、民生嘅影響咧，同埋不便咧，呢、這個作為我哋首要嘅考慮嘅。咁依家咧，由我哋去比較一下方案三至方案六， 方案三同埋方案四咧，会涉及对一啲他区迁移嗰个定泊拘留本地船只，咁对佢哋每一日嗰个运作咧，同埋生计民生咧，会造成严重嘅影响嘅。咁而方案三同埋方案五咧，就会涉及他区迁移咧，就系、是、游艇会系泊区里头嘅游艇嘅。咁呢个对游艇会嗰个日常嘅运作咧，会造成严重嘅影响咧。咁同埋都会减少咗佢嘅职位嘅，因为大家知道咧，游艇会有佢会所嘅员工啦，咁同埋咧佢嘅船只维修啊呢啲后勤嘅服务咧，都会受到大大影响。咁同埋咧会对咧海上嘅消闲活动同埋而家维港里头好多时候我哋进行嘅公开赛事咧，会造成一个严重嘅影响。咁由於方案三至方案五咧，對大部分嘅避風塘嘅使用者咧，都會造成嚴重嘅影響咧。相比之下咧，方案六咧係一個可行而又對避風塘嘅船隻造成較少影響嘅方案嚟。咁我哋考慮到保護海港條例咧，同埋嘅要求啦，同埋香港理工大學公共政策研究所嘅分析咧，我哋建議咧就落實方案六，即係話將現時私人喺泊區裏頭遊艇咧，作出臨時嘅遷移咧，去到其他避風塘。我不如向大家详细介绍一下嗰个方案六系点样。当工程开始嘅时候咧，我哋会先将现时私人系泊区里头游艇咧迁往其他嘅临时避风塘。咁另外咧，我哋都按住业界嘅要求咧，大约有20艘商业嘅船只咧，我哋会继续让佢哋留翻向避风塘里头，即系绿色嘅范围里头咧，就继续操作，咁啊方便佢哋日常经营嘅运作。咁喺第一階段嘅公共諮詢活動裏頭咧，商業業界表示咧，佢哋因為每日佢有頻繁嘅活動啦，佢哋需要響維港裏頭不定時、不定點咁樣咧，去接待佢哋乘客嘅。咁所以希望咧，就算響第三、第四階段嗰個臨時嘅安排嘅時候咧，都可以咧將呢啲嘅商業船隻啦留翻響前灣仔公眾社貨區裏頭，就喺圖上面見到嘅地方啦。咁而前灣仔公眾社貨區咧，因為唔係一個標準嘅避風塘，咁當遇到颱風嘅時候咧，那些船隻需要往其他避風塘暫避，所以我們都預留了足夠空間在避風塘裡頭安置這些船隻。這張高遠片可以看到，就是前灣仔公眾社貨區裡頭可以提供到大約有20個泊位的空置安排。在工程開展的時候，大家看到當工程開展的時候，在施工範圍以外的，大家看到遊艇會的範圍和停泊區的船隻，即是綠色的部分，由於他們不需要遷移，所以咧，佢哋系可以留翻响现时嘅停泊同埋系泊区里头嘅。咁之后咧，当我哋工程开展嘅时候咧，我哋会就住唔同嘅施工阶段咧，将受影响嘅船只，即系香港游艇会系泊区里头啦，定泊区里头船只，即系红色范围里头嘅咧，就会迁移到临时我哋嘅私人系泊区，即系绿色范围里头嘅地方嘅。咁你可以见到咧，香港游艇会。香港的游艇定泊区里头的船只都会继续留在避风塘里头，只是由红色的地方搬到绿色的地方。另外亦都有施工阶段和搬迁船只亦都有关注到安全的问题是怎样。我们也制定过临时重置安排的时候，我们会在施工期间会有定期的安全检查，咁同埋喺搬遷船隻之前咧，我哋會請獨立嘅船隻檢驗師去檢查咗，同埋評估咗受影響船隻嘅狀況。咁之後咧，我哋會建議一個合適嘅搬遷方法咧，去協助佢哋，就盡量避免咧就係令到船隻受到損害啦。咁如果因為船隻狀況唔適合或者唔適合遷移嘅時候咧，我哋會先維修船隻，然後先進行嗰個搬遷嘅工作。咁另外咧，因為搬遷而損壞嘅所有船隻啦、鬧啊、浮浮嘅設備咧，政府係會俾適當嘅賠償。咁而喺銅鑼避風塘所有嘅基礎設施，包括係食水供應啦、燃油供應咧，呢啲係會完全繼續維持嘅喺工程期間。咁由於建議嘅方案六咧係唔需要建造臨時嘅防波堤啦，咁所以我哋建議咧就係取消向2007年7月27日刊憲嘅中環灣仔繞道工程裏頭所提及到嘅臨時防波堤啦，同埋相關嘅臨時填海工程嘅。喺呢張圖底，大家可以見到咧，就係我哋之前喺刊憲嘅臨時避風塘呢一個咧，將會建議係取消嘅。而我哋建議咧嘅重置安排咧，係會遵守保護海港嘅條例，咁臨時嘅填海範圍咧嘅總面積咧，可能會因此而減少咗大約係2.4公頃嘅。 咁至於第二個議題啦，這個咧就係話主幹道可行方案嗰個比較嘅一個覆檢。基於過去進行嘅詳細研究啦、專家論證啦，咁同埋由2005年去到2007年咧，嗰個多階段嘅公眾諮詢同埋專業團體嘅參與咧，最後政府係採納咗隧道方案作為主幹道嘅建造方案嘅。咁呢個方案咧係得到公眾同埋專業團體嘅支持嘅。咁而之後咧，去到2008年3月20號咧，有新嘅發展。咁原訟法庭嘅裁定咧就話，保護海港條例咧，亦都適用於隧道方案嘅臨時填海工程嘅。咁為咗慎重起見咧，政府咧亦都做咗下面嘅覆檢工作嘅。咁第一就係補充各個可行方案嘅填海需要啦，亦都包括咗天橋方案嘅臨時填海需要嘅。咁第二咧，我哋都覆檢咗咧就係主幹道可行方案嘅比較，咁咧希望可以再確定隧道方案是最能够保护和保存维港的。这张供应片就列出了隧道方案和天桥方案的填海范围的整体比较。天桥方案需要是较少的永久填海范围，大约是少 2.6 公顷的，还有较少的临时填海范围是少 1.5 公顷。大家要留意到就是临时填海范围只是属于一个短暂性的影响，对维港是没有一个长远的影响的。咁而事實上咧，呢啲嘅臨時填海目的咧，就係希望同埋能夠咧，係避免咗一啲大規模嘅永久填海嘅。咁我跟住向大家介紹一下咧，天橋方案填海需要係點樣？嗱，同隧道嘅方案相類似嘅，天橋方案咧喺會展同埋灣仔沿岸咧，亦都需要有永久嘅填海，而個面積咧亦都達到係 9.8 公頃嘅。嗱，雖然填海嘅雖然天橋方案咧係唔需要喺北角進行填海。咁但係咧，天橋方案咧，喺銅鑼灣避風塘裏頭咧，仍然會有樁帽啦，同埋防護柱等呢啲會永久佔用海港嘅水面嘅。咁所以根據咧保護海港條例咧，我哋都應該將呢啲結構咧視作填海嘅範圍。咁、那個面積咧大約係 0.4 公頃嘅。咁而天橋方案咧，亦都需要進行一啲嘅臨時填海咧，以方便我哋實施嗰個臨時交通改道嘅措施嘅。咁其中包括咗咧，就喺銅鑼灣避風塘嘅東南角啦。咁、那個臨時填海面積咧，大約 3.3 公頃嘅，咁同埋沿住東區走廊嗰啲臨時嘅樁帽咧，面積亦都大約有 0.1 公頃嘅地方。咁既然天橋方案咧嘅填海範圍較少，咁我哋要考慮天橋方案咧係咪隧道方案嘅另一個合理嘅替代方案？根據保護海港條例的精神咧，想考慮乜嘢叫做？另一個合理的解決方案的時候，我們一併要考慮到所有的情況，包括就是每個方法對經濟、環境和社會的影響，這個是法理上的要求的。以下我會向大家講解一下這三方面的細節是怎樣。首先我們考慮到那個方案對海港的影響，這個是對社會影響的第一方面。在隧道方案裡面，只要只是連接現有東區走廊最後一段的小部分，新天橋的結構是會覆蓋水面的，而所佔用的面積大約是 0.3 公頃，這個就不包括地基所佔的永久填海範圍。但是天橋方案，天橋方案它的天橋結構會跨越了前公眾社福區的位置，還有銅鑼灣避風塘。咁除咗覆蓋水面面積之外咧，佢亦都會限制水域嘅往來同埋佢哋使用嘅。嗱，覆蓋嘅水面面積咧就大概有 2.6 公頃，大家見到咧就係紅色圖上係紅色嘅部分。咁而受到影響嘅水域嘅面積咧就大概有4公頃，就係圖上面藍色嘅地方啦。咁以下呢個咧就係隧道方案同埋天橋方案咧受影響嘅海港面積嘅比較。咁整體嚟講咧，天橋方案永久影響海港嘅面積咧，係會較隧道方案咧係多咗大約 6.3 公頃嘅。咁我哋又睇睇規劃同埋土地嘅用途方面啦。嗱，根據公眾參與活動咧，我哋收集咗公眾嘅意見。咁隧道嘅方案咧，係最能夠活化灣仔同埋北角海濱嘅面貌嘅，咁同埋提供新嘅海濱設施嘅。咁呢啲包括咗咧，就灣仔沿岸嘅海濱長廊啦。前公眾社貨區咧就可以改變成為一個海上嘅康樂中心啦，咁亦都可以保存現有嘅銅鑼灣避風塘同埋強化現有嘅海濱設施啦。 同埋新嘅北角嘅海濱公園。咁但係頭先所提到嘅優化方案咧，就唔能夠響天橋方案中實行嘅，而大部分嘅海濱範圍咧都會被新天橋所佔用嘅。咁而北角咧，亦都會維持現時嘅原貌咧，仍然會係停車場同埋沙倉。咁而天橋方案嘅橋墩咧，亦都會永久咁樣佔用咗台南避風塘南邊嘅範圍嘅。咁呢個咧會引致損失咧，大約有 1.7 公頃嘅係泊區同埋定泊區嘅水面面積。咁呢，因為咁樣咧，咁所以有部分嘅船隻咧就要永久咁樣遷離咗咧個避風塘同埋避風塘嘅。咁總括而言咧，所以天橋嘅方案咧係唔能夠滿足公眾對優化海濱嘅期望。第二，亦都係限制咗咧作為優化海濱嘅土地利用嘅機會。咁來三，亦都會永久咁樣影響咗銅鑼灣避風塘嘅使用。咁我哋另外亦都需要考慮到公眾嗰個意見。咁從廣泛嘅公眾參與活動當中咧，我哋得到嘅結果顯示，公眾係好明顯同埋普遍咁樣支持隧道，以隧道形式去興建個主幹道。咁同時咧，亦都係強烈咁反對建造天橋，因為佢哋會覺得呢一個係一個東區走廊交通天橋嘅伸延部分。咁呢張高影片咧，可以解釋公眾咧點解會反對天橋嘅方案。嗱，若果用隧道嘅方案咧，海濱將會得到大大嘅幹線，咁亦都提供個新嘅海濱設施啦，好似而家圖上見到咁樣。但係當我哋加上咗天橋之後咧，整個海濱咧會受到破壞。咁另外，我哋都要考慮到咧，就是交通上面的影响。天桥的方案呢，就需要拆卸呢铜锣湾避风塘东南角的现有东区走廊的结构啦，同埋兴建新的天桥。咁想施工期间呢，我哋必须进行一啲複雜的臨時交通安排。咁亦都会导致呢交通上面受到干扰啦，同埋构成咗啲交通嘅黑点嘅。咁呢个呢会长达大概四年嘅时间。咁我哋都睇过，就係话施工时间会点样呢？隧道方案大概是七年，天桥方案呢大概是六年。咁同其他嘅因素比較咧，呢個因素咧並唔係一個重要嘅因素嚟。咁另外我哋睇過嗰個環境上面嘅影響啦，天橋嘅方案咧會引起嘅空氣同埋噪音嘅影響咧，相對於隧道咧會係比較大嘅。咁同時咧，天橋嘅方案咧你會造成不良嘅視覺嘅影響。咁公眾咧就好清楚表示啦，佢希望我主幹道咧係響建造地底，而唔係沿住海旁咧興建成為東區走廊嘅架空道路嘅一段嘅伸延部分。咁響對經濟嘅影響啦，咁就由於隧道方案咧對維港有正面嘅好處，咁所以雖然較高嘅建造費用咧，我哋都覺得係物有所值嘅。咁因此咧，總括各主幹道嘅方案咧，儘管天橋嘅方案所需要嘅填海範圍比較少，咁但係咧，根據法例所要求，考慮咗每個方案對社會環境同埋經濟影響咧，天橋方案唔係隧道方案嘅合理替代方案。咁主幹道隧道咧係最能夠保護同埋保存海港嘅方案，所以做方案咧係一個正確嘅選擇。早前我哋都響10月25日舉行有關中環灣地要道嘅公眾論壇，咁我哋都向公眾咧交代咗上述覆檢嘅結果，咁而與會嘅人士咧一致咧都係支持咧隧道方案，同埋咧佢哋都要求咧我哋盡早落實中環灣地要道嘅工程嘅。咁多謝各位，
多謝。我睇到就路政署嘅同事咧就呢、這個船隻嘅重置安排同埋隧道與天橋之間咧，都做咗非常之詳盡嘅分析。咁佢哋好歡迎大家睇下有啲咩意見或者係提問，好嘛？
你 ，Chairman， having advocated the majority model earlier, I attended the engagement forum last weekend, and I think actually on this occasion we're as near consensus as we could ever be.I think there might have been one mooted voice out of over 40 voices that suggested that consideration might be given to a flyover solution, but I think in fairness to the present presenters now, it was as near as damn it unanimous, if you like, that the tunnel option should proceed and should proceed as soon as possible. In fact, I mean, just to guide you, the mood of the meeting was very much one of frustration. Why can't we get on? What's keeping us delayed, etc.? So tunnel seems to be the favourite option, by certainly by the majority, if not by everybody at the meeting. Want to get on. There were one or two vessel operators, obviously, who were a bit upset that they were going to have to moor in Aberdeen as against in Wanchai in the future. But, I mean, those sort of things were things that, if you like, I think can be dealt with. Mood is, let's get on, let's move ahead with the tunnel option. Reclamation, temporary reclamation is no longer needed, which obviously is a very positive message. One issue I raised, and I don't think we should necessarily go into post-mortems now, but temporary relocation seems such an obvious option. I asked the question on Saturday, why hadn't these been considered earlier, rather than building great breakwaters and reclamation? I didn't receive the answer that I necessarily wanted. I'm not just looking for it today, but a lesson there, perhaps, and I think it should have been looked at as part of the early exercise. I think the wider issue now, and this is again something I raised on Saturday, is $20 billion. A huge amount of money to spend on a tunnel in difficult times. And clearly we're now into making, if you like, a somewhat different case. It's not tunnel versus flyover. It's in the economic environment we now find ourselves. Can the Hong Kong government and can the community justify spending $20 billion on a tunnel? When we know that there are other, perhaps less satisfactory options, such as adjusting tunnel tolls, looking at ERP, which have a far less capital involvement, if you like. I mean, that's a debate for the future, but I know with Secretary here, I think it's as well to raise it, because I don't think the debate is over, if you like. I think we've put to bed the flyover, but I think there's the wider issue of can we afford the bill. Thank you, Chairman.
多謝主席，就一有兩個問題，我首先打算先講安置個問題先。咁，不過我覺得即係安置問題咧，其實嗰個性質咧，基本上唔係一個工程嘅問題，係一個民生嘅問題同埋房屋嘅問題。不過如果咁講咧，就變咗係就唔需要喺HCC度傾，因為其實可能嗰個我哋即係嗰個職權範圍唔係傾。但係既然即係提到嘅時候咧，我都喺度講一啲我自己嘅睇法。 點解咁講咧？其實頭先顧問公司講得好清楚咧，其實有三批不同嘅使用者。咁尤其是係對一啲艇户，即係佢哋喺度住嘅，或者佢哋喺住做生意嘅咧，對於佢哋嚟講咧係一個民生嘅問題，同埋一個房屋安置嘅問題。如果係咁嘅時候咧，就即係我覺得顧問公司可能背後有一個假設，就係呢三批嘅使用者咧，其實都最終佢哋都係打算原原本本咁翻去原有嘅地方嗰度。 去重新使用或者係居住或者做生意，但呢個假設係咪成立呢？對於遊艇會嘅使用者或者係公眾遊艇嘅使用者嚟講，可能係；但係對於喺避風塘嗰度係居住或做生意嘅艇户嚟講，係咪成立呢個假設呢？我覺得可能要更加詳細去問下佢哋嘅意願係點樣。舉個例子，假如有部分嘅艇户其實佢哋個意願最終 可能唔係想繼續喺度喺個艇嗰度住嘅，反而可能係想上岸嘅，咁先算啦。嗱，如果咁嘅嚟講咧，佢哋會睇嘅問題係作為一個房屋嘅問題去睇，係一個民生嘅問題，或者甚至即係做生意嗰啲艇户，可能佢如果佢嘅意願係將來，不如你佢哋想上岸開個食肆，好過繼續喺個艇嗰度做生意嘅時候咧，對於呢啲人嚟講咧， 係一個民生嘅問題，而唔係一個即係工程嘅問題。如果喺咁嘅時候咧，我就好奇怪，點解今次呢個事嘅考慮上面咧，完全淨係得工程嘅部門去幫手，而欠缺咗民政嘅部門或者係房屋部門去睇翻呢件事咧咁樣。咁所以我嘅建議就話，係咪需要向呢啲艇户去更加詳細咁去了解佢哋意願？ 會唔會有其他啲方案，唔係純粹呢六個工程嘅方案，而係應該有啲民生嘅方案、房屋嘅方案？舉個例子，係咪可以好似我哋考慮公屋重建或者係舊區重建嘅時候嘅一啲房屋嘅方案咧，包括咗賠償或者係安置喺其他 公屋或者是其他的房屋的安置的方案，才可以满足到这批艇户的需要。但如果是这样，可能就在那方面去考虑，是不是长远来讲，如果是可以协助到他们上岸，是反而可以帮助到他们解决他们将来的生活的问题。这个我不知道，我估计 Patrick 应该是最清楚，他在那区那里应该最了解那里艇户的需要是怎样。不过 我希望尝试带出另一个角度去看这个问题，不是纯粹应该由工程的角度去看，而是应该更加多在个民生和房屋的角度去看。啊，谢谢主席。
Thank you, Alan. Oh, please.
Chairman, and the Society of Protection of the Harbour fully supports the tunnel as an option. Now, there may be some of this a surprise because you can see from the two options in front of you that the amount of reclamation required for the tunnel may appear greater than the amount of reclamation required for the elevated road. However, we agree with government on the interpretation. The protection of the harbour ordinance is what it is, a protection of the harbour. It was never written as an anti-reclamation piece of legislation. Reclamation is one of the ways in which we can damage our harbour, and reclamation has had the greatest focus since the protection of the harbour ordinance has come into place. So the calculation of the amount of impairment of the harbour that takes place is not only the amount of actual reclamation, but also the amount of water being, or the area of the harbour being impaired with the elevated road. And we can see that that is much greater under the option of an elevated road. The impairment of the harbour goes beyond the issue of just the amount of water being covered. It's also the fact that people can no longer enjoy the views of the harbour or can use the harbour for marine uses in those areas, which is the value of the harbour is not only as a body of water we can look at, but it's also an amenity, and it's also an economic instrument. And the value of the harbour, as the harbour says in the Oxford Dictionary, it's a safe haven for vessels. So we believe from that perspective, which is a slightly different interpretation than maybe in the paper, but the interpretation is on the issue of reasonableness, we believe actually it goes a step further. It's the issue of the impairment of the harbour and the protection of the harbour ordinance that has a broader interpretation than just reclamation. So therefore, we fully support the tunnel option, and we hope it can be implemented as soon as possible. However, we have one concern that we have expressed before, that the costs that the community incurs, which is the reclamation of the harbour that has to take place for the tunnel, is not an invitation for greater development. This reclamation is agreed to proceed with on the basis that this resolves an existing problem. And this should not now create new problems, as in that this is an invitation to put in more development, which are going to then result in future problems on our waterfront. As a city, we have to come to the conclusion that after 150 years of reclamation, if we have agreed that this is the final waterfront, that this has an impact on how we develop the remainder of our city. We have now, for the first time in 150 years, an actual physical constraint on our land. And I believe that the first pieces of land, as Nicola was taught me, were sold from the waterfront and the harbour, and that started reclamation 150 years ago. That is for the first time. This requires far-reaching decisions on how we deal with the development, what we say to property owners, what development rights we think should be answered to. There is an end to the amount of land we have and how many people are going to be living on that land, so we've got to be very clear about that. Otherwise, at some stage in the future, everybody will be sitting here again and say, we need more reclamation, and then there will be no end to it. Hence, also our concern about issues like expanding the Convention Nexus Business Centre even further. The second issue that we have as a concern with this is related to, if we do support a tunnel, the tunnel is there to take traffic off the surface. So we're very concerned about P2 and all the roads, the service roads works that are being planned for, including in the area between the Convention Exhibition Centre and the Grand Hyatt Hotel. The amount of land being taken for vehicular transport, bus terminuses and others at ground level, which are going to impair the use of our waterfront. if we're going to put this tunnel into place, we've got to make a distinct effort to make sure we take traffic off the ground and we reduce the impact of P2 and reduce the size and the speed of P2 and make sure people can cross at street level and this becomes a pleasant boulevard. The final issue I'd like to raise is an issue of concern. I've raised it before, and if the consultant could put back a slide, which was your last slide of I think, item one, which shows the breakwaters. And this is an issue of presentation, which has caused some great concern and possibly... The replacement breakwater here is indicated with the red area. That's the area of reclamation and measured on the seabed. The existing breakwater that's indicated with the white line below that is indicated as far as the amount of the breakwater that's above the waterline. Hence, it's an incomplete comparison. You compare the breakwater that is existing, measured and designed by indicating the amount of seabed that's covered with it, and then show the replacement breakwater, it may well be that the replacement breakwater would have been less reclamation. However, this has disturbed the discussion, including inside our own group, and the issues have gone further ahead. However, we'd like to reiterate the point. Moving the breakwater, rather than replacing it with a temporary breakwater, and definitely if it's a larger one, would allow to create more sheltered water, and sheltered water would add value to the harbour because it allows for more marine users, more yachts that can be moored, and therefore more people can enjoy the harbour, go sailing on the weekends, and so on. Because it's the amount of typhoon shelters in our protected Victoria Harbour are at a constraint, as the marine study by the Marine Department has shown. So moving the breakwater does not have to increase the amount of reclamation as potentially and has been suggested by the slide that has been shown so many times and has caused, therefore, great concern among many people, including those in our organization, that this would have been meant increasing the amount of reclamation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to pick up on Mr. Brooks' point regarding the affordability of $20 billion. Not to support that point immediately, but to open up some questions about that. I think I'll say for the record that the Business and Environment Council supports the tunnel option and the development of the Central Wanshire bypass at this point. And the related $20 billion costs in the current economic climate is going to be a concern. But I think we have to look at this in the broader context of why we're doing this, to alleviate traffic congestion and to improve public health. Again, when we look at both the costs and the value dimensions of that balancing that $20 billion, I would suggest that maybe we can't afford not to. But of course, in presenting this as an engineering argument, we're not really looking at the health benefits, the cost of hospital admissions related to breathing roadside air within many corridors within Causeway Bay, etc. So I really believe that this issue is one of public health. It's one of quality of our living environment, and it's more broad than just a waterfront argument. And that maybe $20 billion is a cheap price to pay in a long-term sense for this, although there will be short-term pain. How do we alleviate that $20 billion somewhat then? How do we have a sharp pencil, and how do we really get things down to a cheaper level? Well, I'll leave that to the engineers and the bean counters to sort out. I'm sure there are efficiencies that can be built into this when fiscal issues are presented to people. People can generally find savings. So we're just dealing with a notional number at this point in time. But I think the answer for me is a balanced argument of sustainable development gives us the answer we're looking for, which is that we should be moving forwards. I agree with the issue of electronic road pricing, etc. We've been told time and time again by the administration that we can't implement ERP, harmonised tunnel prices, etc., because we do not have alternative routes. And this has always been the alternative route. So to move forward is extremely important. I agree with Paul's point, and I build very much on looking for how this project builds value, because again, that supports how valuable this project is to Hong Kong. And I don't think there is a more valuable project for Hong Kong Island as an island at this point in time. Perhaps what's going on in the Aberdeen redevelopment as a cluster is similarly important to the South Island, but this is the North Island project. And the other thing which is really unseen and undiscussed in our discussions here is related to the other modes of sustainable transport, related to rail options. And of course, we've been very much looking at the road. And there is a whole other basket of issues which perhaps aren't being addressed from a holistic point at this time, which I'd still personally like to hear more about in the aggregate discussions of the value to the community moving forward. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. Jimmy?
我都同樣是會覺得這個天橋的方案是比較可取，主要的原因第一就聽到介紹，就我們經過這麼多次的諮詢，亦都知道公眾的需要。另外一方面，我們看到如果天橋的話，實際上是因為在日後來講，那個對於環境是在維港的環境比較會差了，如果隧道的確是 會冇咁影響到日後嗰個噪音嘅問題，因為我哋唔知道以後嘅交通噪音嘅標準去到邊度。咁今日咧，如果我哋選用咗隧道嘅方案咧，就除咗係喺就講健康 Andrew 頭先講個健康嘅問題，我哋其實都會考慮到就係以後嘅噪音嘅問題，我哋需要咁擔心。另外一個咧就係喺隧道嘅方案咧，佢需要再考慮就係嗰個有冇一啲採用啲多啲嘅太陽嘅光啦。 即係儘量啲太陽嘅光係可以即係用得到，儘量係喺能源節省上面有啲通風嘅系統裏面咧，係點可以將呢啲嘅通風系統嘅佈置上面係等得即係適合啲嘅位置啊，同埋係出嚟嘅時候咧係有一啲綠色嘅可以將佢做得會比較好睇一啲咯。咁我嘅本身係會支持一個隧道嘅方案嘅。最後咧就喺度咧亦都覺得咧喺我哋 administration咧就政府喺即係早啲係登咗呢個憲報，登咗憲報之後咧，然後就再啟動咗呢咁嘅工程嘅研究啦。最後排除萬能，有六個方案裏面一路咁樣篩選咧，係揀到最後呢個第六嗰個咁嘅方案出嚟啦。其實呢一個咧，亦都係一個好寶貴一個經驗啦，作為我哋日後咧喺對於其他一啲工程展開嘅時候咧，係需要 係要唔好阻礙呢個工程進度咧，係可以用翻呢個保衞經驗咧，係俾呢啲工程嘅研究係先行，就用公眾嘅利益係擺喺前頭，然後慢慢係將一步一步咧係將佢縮減咗啲分歧嘅。呢個係一個好嘅開始嘅，我呢個咧喺呢度我係即係值得表揚。多謝。Thank
you, Jimmy.
Richard，多謝主席，我剛才 Elvin 講嗰個問題咧，我嘗試 將佢講嘅話喺個民生問題帶翻落嚟一個規劃嘅問題，睇下可唔可以解決到剛才有啲疑問啦。其實喺呢個問題咧，我哋喺一啲社區嘅論壇啊，啲工作坊，即係我哋以往做咗幾年關於嗰個優化同埋環海濱嗰啲工作坊裏邊咧，其實我哋都有傾過嘅。其實我哋大家都知道咧，就銅鑼灣避風塘其實係香港 60、70年代一個品牌嚟嘅，即係而家好多喺內地好多餐廳都抄咗我哋個品牌啦，銅鑼灣避風塘餐廳咁。但係咧就所以我哋都覺得咧係喺嗰個規劃過程裏邊咧，我哋有兩種方向嘅，一種方向咧就話我哋係咪需要保留現有嗰個社區，即係水上嘅社區。 呢個係一個社區嚟嘅，另外一個咧就有好強烈嘅地方訴求咧，我哋再更加要將佢活化，即係更加再將佢強化，即係將銅鑼灣避風塘昔日嘅光彩咧，係再將佢發揮出嚟嘅。咁好啦，咁喺呢個時候咧，就好多市民都有嘅疑問，我哋亦都問過海事處嘅同事，咁究竟而家政府個政策咧？
係點樣嘅咧？咁因為咧，由而家好似咧喺陸地上邊啊，即係有好多舊嘅社區拆咗，咁跟住起豪宅嘅一樣啊，那個情況就係咁啦。而家就好多嗰個銅鑼灣避風塘入邊好多頭先顧問公司都睇到咧，有好多停咗係啲私人嘅遊艇嚟嘅。咁一啲真正嗰啲漁户咧，就越嚟越少嘅。咁如果我哋係需要話喺嗰個規劃過程裏邊係想重新活化翻嗰個銅鑼灣避風塘咧，咁咧就係將嗰個重置係點樣將佢以後嗰個活化嘅過程咧，係擺翻落去嗰個規劃過程咧，我覺得呢個係需要嘅，呢個係即係大家可以進一步討論，就多過話我哋將佢永遠搬走，咁呢個係完全另外一種睇法咯。啊，多謝主席。
Thank you, Chairman. From CNH, we would actually support the tunnel option, but actually look at the sustainable transport at the same time, and sustainable development as others have alluded to, especially I think making road P2 as a boulevard, less surface roads, looking at ERP and tunnel equalization as well. And I do second Alvin's comments on the livelihood option. And even Patrick, he just mentioned about glorifying the past of the typhoon shelter. Look at it more as a heritage of Hong Kong rather than just a place where a few boats and yachts are placed. So I think we should look into taking this opportunity to revitalize this area. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
啊，多謝主席。就我個人咧都贊成呢個隧道方案嘅，咁就聽到頭先好多委員都覺得呢個方案好可取，咁就希望咧就呢個方案能夠盡快落實啦，盡快起，因為雖然使200億，但係喺而家呢個金融海嘯底下，咁有呢個新工程都可以幫到經濟。咁所以想問一下路政署，咁幾時可以真正可以開到工咧？咁第一個問題。咁第二個問題就係想問一下咧，就之前其實上一次開會都有講過嘅，就關於地鐵港鐵嗰個沙中線咧，其實都會有一個臨時填海。咁喺呢方面就唔知道嗰、那個配合咧係點樣咧？咁有冇得可以喺今日可以匯報？如果冇，可以幾時會有呢個匯報？咁最後就一條咧，就頭先睇到個 PowerPoint 咧，就話成個工程咧要需要7年。咁我記得上一次開會就話6年嘅啫。咁又唔知點解多咗1年？咁想問一問啫。
Mission。
希望趁呢個機會咧，亦都盡快或者考慮一下咧，如何可以活化同埋環保工作。多謝主席。
係，我頭先咧亦都有揾員提到咧，就係即係關於有啲新發展啊，咁嗰啲可能會對即係嗰個長遠嗰、那個即係交通問題。咁我係理解嘅，咁我亦都相信希望即係局方或者係政府有翻部門咧都考慮呢一點。但係咧，其實喺我哋之前曾經即係睇過呢、這個即係交通嗰個研究嚟講咧，我哋都睇到其實無論有冇即係頭先提到嘅新嘅發展咧，其實嗰、那個隧道或者嗰、那個即係中環灣仔繞道咧都有迫切性嘅需要嘅。其實由當時我哋做完嗰個研究到今日為止，其實喺過往呢一年，大家都睇到嗰個交通情況係不斷惡化啦。咁我相信即係大家都係明白，即係其實而家就喺嗰個 CWB 呢個繞道嚟講咧，係有迫切性需要。所以我覺得咧，其實喺呢個時候，我哋應該係盡快即係展開呢、這個即係中環灣仔繞道嘅工程。咁當然頭先有一啲嘅concern咧，可以大家再係即係參詳啦。咁而喺唔同嘅方案裏面咧，咁我都好贊成即係顧問公司提出嘅理據啦，同埋即係關於即係隧道同天橋嘅比較。其實由最初好早之前嘅一
般嘅即係嗰個土組一輪嘅公眾諮詢嚟講咧，其實呢個其實基本上已經係好一面倒，係即係公眾嚟講係支持個隧道方案嘅。咁所以雖然係最近即係又有一個即係提翻出嚟要再比較，但我都相信即係頭先睇到大家委員都係即係比較支持即係呢一個方案，即係我都希望能夠即係如果得落實之後咧，可以盡快即係展開呢個工程。多謝。
多謝君浩，仲有冇其他？
頭先係隧道方案嘅，
聽到啊？頭先睇到嗰、那個幻燈片咧，就嗰、那個海濱長廊咧，同個隧道嘅配合咧都幾好嘅。咁咧就，但係想提一提咧，就我見而家喺海濱唔同地方海濱長廊咧，個使用率咧都相對似乎係偏低嘅。咁會唔會喺我哋個規劃嘅整體規劃嘅時候咧，或者配合呢個隧道嘅時候咧，我哋都考慮下呢一點咧？咁等市民去到海濱長廊嘅使用啊，或者享用嘅機會會比較多啲。
Thank you。咁要發言嘅委員都大致講咗啦。咁或者請路政署啊、衞志祥同嘅同事做個綜合回應，好嗎？
係，多謝主席，多謝各位委員。就委員嘅意見我都聽得好清楚，基本上都係支持我哋隧道嘅方案。對於我哋重置安排嘅建議咧，亦都冇咩原則上嘅反對。咁就有一兩點咧，我或者可能係需要回答嘅。首先咧就關於民生同埋房屋問題咧，就我哋今次推展呢個工程項目咧，其實都唔係單從係工程呢個角度去睇。咁就喺過去幾個月喺我哋嘅諮詢咧，我哋其實係有接觸深入咁接觸受影響嘅選民。咁就當然，如果假設間佢哋想上岸嘅話咧，而家係有現行政策嘅，即係我哋呢個工程咧係唔會因為有工程進展咧而阻礙咗佢哋上岸，佢哋係需要根據現行嘅政策。而我哋嗰個重置安排嗰個基礎咧，就盡量減少對民生嘅安排。咁就頭先顧問公司都有提到咧，其實我哋基本上咧係最多係喐佢哋兩次嘅啫。咁而喐嗰個位置咧，喺跟住落嚟第二階段咧，我哋都會針對個別選民嘅要求、佢哋需要咧，即係咪可以喺重置嘅位置裏邊，我哋可以做到啲功夫咧，令到更加方便佢哋日常嗰個活動。至於動工日期咧，就我哋做咗幾月嘅諮詢啦，咁下一個階段咧，我哋就會優化我哋呢個重置嘅方案啦。咁就亦都有委員提到咧，就關於節能啊等等咧，嗰啲我哋喺我哋嘅設計裏面亦都會盡量優化我哋嘅設計。咁就下一個階段，當我哋將我哋重置嘅方案嘅細節落實咗之後咧，就我哋希望係可以喺年尾之前咧做好曬呢啲功夫。咁跟住落嚟究竟我哋係根據乜嘢程序去跟住落嚟推展，盡快推展呢一個項目嘅話咧，我哋喺嚟緊呢一兩個月時間咧會深入去考慮。咁至於沙中線咧，就我上次其實都答咗呢個問題，就係我哋剛剛得到撥款咧，就而家係做緊一個初步嘅設計。咁就佢哋仲係檢討緊沙中線嘅走線。喺而家咧，我哋係唔知道究竟嗰個走線實在會喺邊個地方，同埋如果佢真係需要臨時填海嘅話，佢臨時填海位置會喺邊一度？咁呢啲技術資料咧，我哋相信會喺出年嘅第一季尾或者第二季初嘅時候咧，會有多一啲資料。咁到嗰陣時咧，我哋係會再檢討呢個臨時填海嘅安排。至於六年或七年咧，我一陣間或者要揾顧問公司答一答。咁就至於一般委員提到我哋嗰個點樣優化海港嘅環境咧，就我相信呢一個局長可能喺今日嘅前期都有交代下，就喺我哋特首嘅施政報告都有提到，呢個係我哋唔單止係路政署一個部門嘅工作，呢個我哋係會配合其他部門即係點樣可以優化我哋嗰個海港嘅環境嘅。馬生。
首先講咗咧，就講一講翻就係六年同七年嗰個時間啦。其實我諗六年同七年兩個時間咧，其實六年我哋所知道咧，就係銅鑼灣避風塘嗰個裏頭嘅施工階段，即係話我諗銅鑼灣避風塘咧會分階段咁進行嗰個工程，咁所以嗰個時間咧整體係需要六年，就係銅鑼灣避風塘裏頭。 咁但係成個工程由展開去到尾咧，就唔淨止咧，淨係做個隧道結構嘅。我哋做完個隧道結構之後，我哋裏頭仲要有一啲我哋叫做機電工程啦，信號工程。咁嗰啲咧亦都會令到我哋時間上多少少。咁所以整體工程由開展去到可以成條公路通道嘅時間咧，就係7年嘅時間。咁至於另一樣嘢咧，就講關於司馬文先生所提到咧，就話可唔可以考慮將嗰、那個北堤向外移？咁其實咧，我哋都睇過咧，可唔可以將個外將個堤向外移嘅時候增加到嗰個面積咧？呢、這個咧，其實我有張高影片啊，上面咧大家可以見到咧，現時洞南避風塘嗰、那個那個情況嚟嘅。咁咧就其實有三避風塘裏頭咧係有三個防波堤咧去保護住嘅。咁如果我哋將嗰個堤向外移咗嘅時候咧，其實我哋出現咗咧，就會令到避風塘嘅入口咧受到唔同方向嘅風浪嘅影響嘅。咁所以雖然好似個面積係大咗，咁但係實際上面可以受到庇護嘅停泊嘅區域咧，其實係少咗嘅。咁同埋咧，亦都因為大家知道咧，就我哋有條洪水喺度，咁呢個咧係一個相當耐時間嘅一個結構啦。咁所以喺上面再將一個新嘅防波堤砸上去嘅時候咧，對個結構嘅影響咧係相當嚴重。咁呢個亦都係點解我哋睇過在現時我們工程範圍內，我們沒有需要去做這個向外移，但是向外移的時候我們都看到一些技術上的困難的。
Kevin, we've told 7 years from the beginning date. What is the beginning date? Sorry.
剛才我提到呢，接下來我們希望在年尾呢盡快呢就完成了我們優化這個重置方案的工作。那跟著下來呢，我們有一些法定程序需要做的，例如我要需要刊憲將我們的防波堤呢是不需要再做防波堤了。然後呢就如果一切順利的話呢，就我們希望可以在明年可以動工。多謝。
Erwin。
我想再提一提，就即係我好擔心成個過程咧，就顧問公司或者有關部門咧，就好將個焦點擺咗喺個防波堤啊，即係隧道啊呢方面，而去忽略咗嗰個活化嗰個重點。即係我同意頭先 Nathan 所講咧，其實應該趁住呢個機會咧，嗰個規劃嘅方向應該以一個活化避風塘風情作為一個規劃嘅核心，而去配合嗰個海濱嘅設計，或者將來嗰、那個即係地方如何可以令到而家嘅艇户或者係喺度做開生意嘅，去令到佢哋個傳統可以咧更加發揮成為將來個旅遊個重點。咁其實如果你有個旅遊重點咧，就係變成將呢個項目咧帶動成一個社區經濟嘅帶動，從而咧就令到個人流啊各方面咧都可以受到佢吸引。咁所以其實呢個都應該就規劃方案嗰度咧，應該以呢個作為一個重點去考慮。唔該，主席。
我想我哋唔反對呢樣，不過呢個應該就唔係路政署嘅職權嘅範圍。即係咁發展局裏邊係有個活化歷史性建築咁樣，或者我哋將呢個意見轉達俾發展局嘅有關嘅同事參考咯，好嗎？Oh yes, please.
Could I see that moving slide once more?And why does it go that far?
We've just put it at the location where the temporary breakwater has been located. It doesn't need to go that far, but the point is, as soon as you move it out, you will expose the entrances, both the east and west entrances, to penetration by waves, which will basically take out the reduce the sheltered area inside the typhoon shelter. To overcome that, you would actually have to extend the east and west breakwaters accordingly, and that would actually then involve additional reclamation.
Okay. Chairman, I'm sure that we can take some rules and do some work in that one, but I want to reconfirm one point from our position is that as both projects are known, both the SCL and this project are known projects, that it's on the government overall and not on, and we don't care about how individual departments work together, that it's on the government overall to make sure that the overall reclamation and the overall time that temporary reclamation may be required is reduced by making sure that these projects are dealt with as an integrated piece of work rather than being done separately and consecutively. So, thank you.
Nick, please. Sorry, Tim, just following up on beginning date. I mean, we joke about it, we laugh about it, but I think, I mean, this is a very serious point. I think from a public engagement and perception perspective, you've mentioned 7 years. They will think this, they will think, unless you explain, the 7 years starts as from, if you like, today, or as from the time that they engage with you. I think you need to deal with this from a public perspective very, very carefully. If in reality we're talking towards the end of next year for the commencement of the 7 year for the trigger point, then I think that needs to be brought out fairly early in the piece. Otherwise, we'll have yet another disgruntled community.
Thanks, Nick.
I think on the same vein, I'm no transport engineer. I certainly haven't designed any tunnels, and I can't tell why it's 6 years now versus 7 years now versus 6 years. All I can draw reference to is other major projects that have been done in Hong Kong, like the airport core project. I look at the scale and nature of that and how quickly it was done, and the time frame seems long. It's just a perception. You have to manage that perception, though, and I think, you know, if you take me as a sort of barometer of the naivety of the audience out there, then in responding to the community, in similar with the start date of the project, the end date and the rationale for that, it really does help to get a clear and an understanding in the community. Thanks.
多謝幾位議員嘅意見。我諗我唯一可以重申嘅咧，就係我哋政府係想盡快動工嘅。如果一切順利嘅話，我哋希望喺出年盡快動工。咁就至於點解需要六年咧，就我記得喺上一次我嚟呢一個委員會嘅時候咧，已經詳細解釋過點解我哋需要分階段，每一個階段所需要嘅時間。結果係需要六年時間嘅。多謝主席。
OK。You want to say something?
The breakwater, moving the breakwater. If you had to enlarge the typhoon shelter, there must be a point where you can do it without letting it open for more area. In a way, that positioning the breakwater in such a way that it is actually doable. Maybe that's something that could be looked at.
Okay. 如果沒有其他意見呢，我們很多謝路政署團隊包括Marine Department 的代表今天做了這個這麼詳盡的報告。我們看到路政署都做了非常之周詞的工作，我們和其他委員一樣都很期待這個 project 能夠盡快落實，多謝大家。